All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time.
But the censorship owls are out, and notifications aren't being sent out, and we're being digitally discriminated against, and on and on and on it goes. So we need your help. Share. This is digital media, so share this far and wide. We need to raise a consciousness here where we grow our numbers to where we're overwhelming. Folks, if we don't, we're just going to have to lay down and take our beating. Enslavement has already been set into cement, and we have to decide if we're going to step in it or fight against it. So please share. We're brought to you by the best durable food company in the world. It's one of the few that's left because the rest of them is sold out to the government. But My Patriot Supply has plenty left. Restaurant quality food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2,000 calories per day. They've got great specials available. And here's the bottom line. Do not come to my house and ask for food. You've had ample warning, and the bottom line is all the stuff that's being blown up, all the things that are being destroyed, are about getting control of the food and water, so you have to grovel and they have to control you. They get to control you. So go to foodwithdave.com, that's foodwithdave.com, and get started with your prep now. Also, too, if you have food, you darn well better have water, and we know that, I'll tell you what I was told today. And I was told this today by two different people in two different conversations. What do you think the Chinese balloon was about? Well, one of the things that we're pretty sure of is they were looking for overground and underground cables so they could take it to the grid. They would know what they'd have to apply where. And Biden was all too happy to accommodate them because he let them fly across the entire continent. Yeah, and then shot them down over the ocean after they got their information. So, and the Chinese outrage is just a cover for Biden. The Biden crime family is owned by Xi Jinping. Well, you got to worry about water. If the grid goes down, what are you going to do? Do you have water filtration that can save your life? Do you have more than one because things get lost, broken, and stolen? Well, let me just tell you, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is the best there is in the business. They published the research on our site, waterwithdave.com. You can read all about it and say, okay, do you think Dave's right? Well, I think Dave is right. Well, then what do you need? You need a couple of water filtration systems. You'll be able to scavenge for water, probably without much problem. But getting enough volume to get it home and purifying it enough to where you won't be harmed, that's the question, and we can help you with that. waterwithdave.com. And then one final thing. MyPillow.com. I want to suffer in comfort, right? And they have lowered their prices tremendously, 50 to 75% for our audience. If you go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, you will see all that's there. You'll see the catalog, and you go, oh, this is great. Look at these prices. This is unbelievable. And all you have to do then is put in the coupon code Hodges. So MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges for the best at MyPillow.com. And Mike Lindell is a great patriot, folks. Let's support his business and don't give it to the big corporate stores. Well, Doug Thornton comes on, and you know when that happens, you're listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're going to kind of be all over the map tonight because there is so much going on. But, Doug, I have to start with one story that's almost humorous. Some man was convicted of having sex with chickens, but they let him hang on to his roosters because of a so-called legal technicality. This could be the source for very bad jokes, but we're a family show. But let me just say this. Why in the hell is this news?
Well, for one thing, it's newsworthy because it's bestiality. All right,
it's happened in the...
But if you, ladies and gentlemen, were not prepared for this, then let me tell you, this very traumatic thing that's going to be happening eventually from the UK, and we have a bunch of followers in the UK, so what's up to everybody? But eventually it's going to travel from the UK, it's going to go to Australia and New Zealand, and then it'll go to Canada, as the White House Speaker likes to
Canada.
It will happen to America.
Okay.
This is what has happened in Spain. Spain decriminalizes sex acts with animals as long as no physical injury occurs. I want to stab myself in the ears with a pencil when I read this.
Are you talking no physical injury to the animal or the person?
No physical injury occurs to the animal. But in the UK, some dude, I believe he's Middle Eastern or maybe Indian, I'm not sure, But some dude and his wife film themselves having sex with 29 chickens. 29 chickens. 8 of them died so far. This is horrific. The man would go from having intercourse with the chicken to intercourse with his wife and back and forth. And then the wife would have intercourse with the chicken. I don't know how that happens. And then intercourse with the husband. But he also had photos, sexually explicit photos, of children. So what's the real story here? Is it bestiality or is it child sex acts?
Yes. To both. Right. To both.
But in Europe, what are the two things that they're talking about that they're going to decriminalize? Bestiality and pedophilia. That's why this matters. Many, many years ago when Doug became a Christian and I no longer walked in my heathen roots, I had this like prophetic weird dream, and I don't get stuff like this, and I'm not a prophet, so don't everyone, you know, try to criticize me at once, but I was literally given a series of dreams, and I can't believe that these things are actually happening. It kind of went like this. LGBTQRS became legal, and then it did become nationwide legal. And then it was bestiality became legal, and then pedophilia became legal, and eventually child sacrifices in the open. I've said this a lot on my show, the American Vindictus Show, but in my mind, I'm like, why is this actually happening? Well, it's because we have turned ourselves into a reprobate nation, just America alone, but every nation on earth is reprobate. Every nation on earth is Babylon now. There's no difference. There's no proper place where, I guess you could say, you know, there's Christian sanctity anymore. Maybe Russia, that's kind of a stretch for me, but I say everything is Babylon now. No one is innocent anymore, Dave. And this type of stuff, it may be a laugh, okay? It may be a laugh, but where did monkeypox come from? All right? Where did the next, bird flu come from? Did it come from this guy? You know what I mean? What can happen? What could go wrong? Let's say that. What could go wrong with having sex with animals? Besides the fact that it's one of the most indecent, immoral human acts out there, besides having sex with children. But what does the WEF want? What does Klaus Schwab want? They want your children to have sex with them. They want to legalize bestiality. They want a man to forget he's a man. They want a woman to forget that she's a woman. And they want everything that's ungodly to be called holy. Buddy, if we're not rapping on the door of the prophetic revelation that John the Revelator wrote about, I'm confused, because we got wars of rumors of wars. We got pestilence. We got famine. We got earthquakes in diverse places. Dudes having sex with chickens. Men cutting their testicles off and calling themselves women. I mean, World War III. Am I missing something? Godzilla? The aliens?
Well, we have those too.
It's only two.
The Tic Tac incident. Need I go any farther? Luis Elizondo, Pentagon UFO yep. expert, going on Tucker Carlson multiple times. So, you know, it's what we have, Doug. Yeah.
Do you think Luis Elizondo is a plant or real?
He's disinfo. Sorry, I just call him like I see him. He's disinfo, and he really says a lot without saying anything. I don't learn anything when I watch him. No, I don't mean to offend him. I think he's a very pleasant person. I just don't believe anything he says. How about you?
I just find it all convenient. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a coincidence theorist. I just find that this is all very convenient, that all these things are being, like, over the last 10 years, things have just gone into hyper dimension mode. Everything is extreme now. Everything is anti-biblical now. There is no sanctity of marriage. There's no sanctity of life. There's no protection for life. There's no de-escalation within wars. There's no trying to reach an accord for trying to deflect the rumor of the war. We're tampering with everything that can kill us biologically, like virologists are out there making Frankenstein scientific world-ending plagues. And once again, these freaking people did it again with H5N1, with this newest bird flu.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay? Bird flu, I just saw it killed two sea lions out in South America, and they're all worried about that. To be honest with you, I don't care about the sea lions. I care about us. Right? I care about us. And the fact that Fauci and all these other reprobates, let's just say that, family show, all these other reprobates have continued to fund all this. You know, Senator Rand Paul, I got on one of the last news updates that's on my channel on YouTube, Senator Rand Paul talked to the head of the State Department and said, why is the State Department sending hundreds of millions of dollars to China to do these types of gain-of-function research for Fauci? Because it's not just NIH. It's not just CDC that's funding China. Did you know that the State Department has sent supposedly somewhere around $500 million to China to sponsor some of this Frankenstein, scientific experiments on viruses? What do you think about that?
Well, 2014, again, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but I ran an article, Paul Preston verified this, and that Hunter Biden and Devin Archer accompanied a shipment of a pathological specimen. They didn't say what it was. We know now it was probably COVID. And it went from a bio lab to the airport on Air Force 2, and it went to Wuhan. And interestingly enough, as Paul Preston investigated this, he found that all six of the crew had died unnatural deaths within a year. Here's your answer for me.
Like I said, there's no coincidences anymore, man. Like we are capable of connecting the dots and proving the conspiracy to a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a completely complicit political structure, your Republicans, your Democrats, your heads of government, heads of state, that themselves are complicit in this stuff. They're complicit. Look, right now, I'm on Twitter, okay? And the House Judiciary Committee says that they're going to go down to the border and they're going to go and find the truth. The truth to what?
Yeah. Watch Fox News. Yeah, that's all you need to see.
Yeah, can I go a little crazy for about a couple minutes
this? Do it.
Okay. Doug worked for the Department of Homeland Security for 10 years. Doug was stationed on the border for a number of years. Doug has done dozens and dozens and dozens of operations on the border, along with, working for President Donald Trump at a point in time on some of his special projects. The border is out of control. We have sex crimes that are being done, human trafficking, sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, okay? And that is going north into America and south into Mexico, all right? We got fentanyl that could kill the entire country. We got all different types of violence on American citizens on the border, completely ignored. Or God forbid you defend yourself, your freaking state like Arizona will arrest you. We got conspiracy, corruption amongst federal law enforcement because they allow, these politicians allow the border to be open. Which, guess what? If we had a completely enclosed border and you did this the right way, you shouldn't have law enforcement going over to the Mexican cartel side and assisting them with trafficking drugs or people. Put up the wall. Make it to where every border state that there's only two ways to get in and out of that state. You'll stop a lot of those problems because you stop the availability of people to be intermingled. Now, you got cartel from the Rio Grande Valley to El Paso, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and all the way up to Maine now. All the way up to Alaska. all the way up into Canada. And your politicians are complicit for it. Their fault. They could have shut the border down. They could have sent all the investigations. Out there in San Ysidro, at the port out there in California, in San Diego, there's a, what is it? Is it 9 stories deep tunnel that you have to take an elevator to, and the Congress will go there at once or twice a year, and they'll get to actually take a tour of how complex the cartels are. They sneak terrorists through. They sneak weapons through. They can sneak weapons of mass destruction through there. Most of us won't know. The border's completely understaffed and undermined by the heads of state. Every time we have a problem, we push it up. We push it up the chain of command. Hey, man, we got too many people out sick because they're not getting leave. That means they can't go on vacation, so people are just not showing up for work. You're not getting overtime. Instead, you get paid a little bit here, a little bit there, or we'll give you days off. Hey, I don't want days off if I'm working another 12-hour shift. I want that money, man. That's double time. I want that money. But they denied it to the Border Patrol. They have completely strangled the Border Patrol from doing its job. I've been on that border, man. Those guys hate their job. They hate it now because they can't enforce it. We're babysitters. Whenever I was on a special operation out there in 2018, we had 3,000 people cross the border in 1 hour in the El Paso sector. 3,000 people. We couldn't do anything with them. Now everything's overflowing with all the illegal aliens. Now, out there in San Diego once again, where you got a bunch of illegal aliens that are all camped out in a place that you pay for with your taxes, by the way, they're doing a hunger strike because they feel like their rights are being violated. All right? We are living an upside down world. Your politicians have become the enemy of the United States when it comes to defending the United States. They're complicit in the destruction of our country and our way of life. You're not going to have Social Security for most of you listening to me by the time you're available for it, because the illegals grabbed it all. You can go from Ukraine, war-torn Ukraine, into America and be on full Social Security disability right now. Paid car, paid home. You get a monthly allowance of money, probably also paid computer, paid phone, most likely free education. That's just a few things. Oh, hey, let's not talk about all the murders.
Yeah, okay. I hear what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. I had three thoughts, and I lost them all, Doug.
Subpoena the law enforcement. The Congress should subpoena the law enforcement. And they should be free from any type of reciprocity from their higher-ups. Get our honest opinion. We'll tell you the truth, Judiciary Committee.
Well, these investigations are a facade. Nothing's going to happen. No one's going to jail. The Biden crime family will survive, and they'll continue to sell out America. So, yeah, you have to wonder, Biden, does he have sex with chickens? I think it's safe to say that Joe Biden does.
Yeah, these people, man. You know, but here's some other news for people to hear about. If you didn't know this, everyone's hopefully tracking on all the stuff happening with the railroads across America. In Frankfort, Pennsylvania, there was an 18-inch pipe bomb that was found on the train tracks, and luckily a bomb disposal unit was able to come out there and remove the device. Strange thing is, though, is where this pipe bomb was discovered. If a train carrying any type of chemicals were to have been blown up at that point in time, or if you had like another Ohio-like event in East Palestine, this is right in the middle of a heavily residential area. Heavily residential area. It would have been horrible. Here's another one. Ukraine, Zelensky. If China allies itself with Russia, there will be a world war. What do you think about that, Dave?
I think he's just making an observation. He's not threatening. And I think his observation is correct. If the alliances become modernized and There's integration of weapons and strategy. Yeah, I think it's possible.
You don't think that there is already a world war and China's involved with it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's reached an apex by any means. It's still on the low-key side, but I would say this. Chinese weapons entering this in does change the equation, doesn't it?
It does. Their hypersonic missiles do change a lot, but if you research Project Mayhem, Project Mayhem is the United States' take at the hypersonic arms race. So China has hypersonic missiles, and Russia has hypersonic missiles. Now, it's known by our Air Force that these hypersonic missiles can defeat our missile-based platforms to defend ourselves against incoming intercontinental ballistic missiles. That's a bad, bad thing to know, right? But now we're creating a hypersonic delivery vehicle. So we're creating a hypersonic plane that's called Project Mayhem. And Project Mayhem will put this plane up to about a Mach 10. And its capability of being able to deliver ordnance at Mach 10 speed. It'll use a jet engine to get it to Mach 6. And I guess get it up into like the ionosphere or stratosphere or wherever the hell its thing is going to go. And then it will breathe air and make itself even faster all the way to a Mach 10, and then it would be able to deliver ordnance. So there's nothing else out there that can get to a Mach 10. That's a vehicle. So this is latest and greatest thing that we've been working on. The problem with this science is that how available will the vehicle be able to be used after multiple different uses? Will the metallurgy break down? Will there be like significant damage to the structure of the craft? These are really good questions to know. But Mach 10, I mean, you know, Dave, if I were to be able to tell Russia or China, listen, if y'all keep messing around with us, we're going to send a vehicle over there that's going to hit Mach 10. And by the time you even know the things in your airspace, nukes will already be dropped. And your hypersonic missile system won't even be able to catch the thing. So stop what you're doing, or we're going to continue to pursue this. What do you think they would say?
Right now, today, in our state, they tell us go pound sand.
Do you think that's because they don't fear the United States?
That's my point.
Or because we're so... Could it be that they don't fear the United States? Not because we're not physically capable of destruction, but because we're so complicit and bought and paid for. And that's the problem. Your politicians are bought and paid for by China. What was it, Dave, when we did this last year? Over half of the governors or more were on the Chinese payroll of some sort?
Yeah.
Am I correct when I say
that?
You're
correct. Yeah. Yeah. The Chinese have learned to buy off people without causing them to panic for what lies after that.
It's scary to think that you literally cannot trust our president, our vice president, our intelligence committees, our intelligence community, Congress, the House, or the Senate. You can't trust the D's in front of the names or the R's in front of the names. We question the Pentagon. We question what direction the military would take if martial law were declared with the FEMA camps and all that other good stuff. We question, at this point in time, medical services that are provided to us because of the clot shot and COVID-19 and all this other crap. We question, at this point in time, the elites in America, because of their nefarious involvement in what? Epstein Island. And who knows who is on that list, all right? Even Donald Trump flew on the Lolita Express 4 times. So America has a huge problem with distrust of everyone who's supposed to be protecting us. This problem could have a remedy should everything collapse correctly. Should the entire structure of America collapse, you could have the United Nations and China
walk into America and say, we have a fix for your problem.
Yep.
Vladimir Putin was just talking today about how America is such a reprobate nation with the pornography, with the problem with sexualizing children. I mean, could you imagine what the West always says is the greatest of our enemies, China and Russia and a few other states. And these few other states do not do, as far as we can prove or as far as we know, to the same level that America does with just grossness in society.
Well, China commits genocide against all kinds of people.
Well, absolutely. Without a doubt. And don't think that snuff films aren't made in China or Russia either. But it's perception. It's not truth, it's perception. You know, we're beyond the point of being able to prove stuff in court because no one cares about facts anymore. Hence the transgender craze that's happened in America. And thank God there's a revolt on that, by the way. Praise God for that. But the perception of to dumb Americans who, you know, they don't study geopolitics, and I don't blame them. They don't watch the news 24/7 to learn what's going on in the world and the lies that you're being spoon-fed, and I don't blame everybody, but when you're not informed and you're not educated on the things that control your life, you will fall victim to it. You can't dig your way out of that question. You will fall victim to it. Go ahead, Dave.
It's hard to even know how to respond to that because it's so obvious. You know, we come back to this good versus evil thing, Doug, and this is what we're looking at. I mean, you have to understand, the FBI is going after, and I want to talk about Project Veritas a little bit too, but the FBI is going after James O'Keefe for the diary yep. situation. Okay? Well, the diary is authentic, and just because someone released the diary and gave it to James O'Keefe doesn't mean they're guilty of a crime. It's just a total abuse of power. Biden showered with his daughter. And that's what this shows. And why should we be surprised? Like father, like son, the exploits of Hunter are right along the same lines. It's the Biden crime family. Perversion is the order of the day. And
but you
so
have
is
to,
treason.
You have to say it, though. We're not just talking about a father showering with his infant. This was a sexual act.
Yeah.
It was such a bad sexual act that his daughter, who's what, in her 40s, had to write it down in a journal. Man, if you're writing stuff down in a journal, you're thinking about it an awful lot, and you got to get it off your head, right? So the real problem isn't the fact that apparently Joe Biden is a pedophile. So says his daughter. But that James O'Keefe got the information that proves that he's a pedophile. Well, hey, get this, FBI. You can't take back what's already been let out of Pandora's box on that
They're trying.
So stop bothering James O'Keefe. Well, I think that's one of the reasons why the board of directors of Veritas, Project Veritas, has now more or less fired James O'Keefe.
They did fire him. He cleaned out his desk on the 14th of February. What's interesting about this, too, is people that came into the board of directors, some of them just recently came in, just coincidentally after the Pfizer bombshell that he dropped, where Pfizer does gain of function, and they experimented on humans, and they don't care who dies. And he exposed that quite clearly, and that's what they turned on. They're trying to say he did all these financial improprieties, and I watched Steve Bannon go through this today. And Steve Bannon said, this expense legit, this expense is legit. He goes, I've done this work. He goes, this expense is legit. The biggest thing they made a big deal about was when he brought in DJs to run a music-thon as a fundraiser for what they were doing. Nothing wrong with that at all. He raised $22 million for Project Veritas. And he is the premier researcher in America. And Project Veritas was overtaken by the global communists. And they axed him because he was too good. I mean, it's not an accident that he went after the jab in the way he did and what they got them to admit to. And now they're going after him. They got to erase the information because the jab is how they're going to try to kill a lot of us.
Well, I'll go further with that. Eric Prince, the guy who created the defense contractor agency called Blackwater. I have a lot of friends who work for Blackwater. I myself worked in the defense contractor area as a security personnel in Iraq, like many of those guys, doing a lot of the same jobs those guys did. And those guys are very well connected. Very, very well connected. And when the intelligence community and law enforcement and the military, who are all very patriotic, are now, I would say, lending their abilities to Project Veritas to make them an apparatus that Eric Prince said would be better, that Project Veritas would eventually be a better intelligence gathering agency than any intelligence agency in America. He made it fact. He made it happen. Project Veritas has gotten into places and can get into places that no one else can except for deep cover intelligence operatives. All right? And you never hear about those stories. The difference with Project Veritas is that you do hear about those stories. And because you do hear about those stories, because Project Veritas is conservative, it is Christian, it is patriotic, because that's what James O'Keefe is. And I support James O'Keefe. I salute that man for everything that he does. I'll tell you this much. That man is a national treasure. Yeah. He should be a national treasure. Instead, he's public enemy number one to this administration. But why is that? The reason why is because James O'Keefe is going after bad people. The Biden administration is going after good people. So there's your dichotomy once again. Bad versus good. And I firmly believe somebody got the board to say, we agree to fire him. So it would be who of anybody out there, if you try to do anything like James O'Keefe, or here's my advice to James O'Keefe, and trust me, this man doesn't need Doug's advice at all. But here's what I would say. Once you go solo, you don't allow for a board of anything to dictate your actions, because this is what can happen now. You know, I mean, if you mess with the contingencies that are set up in your company, and you have a board of directors who can vote you out, it's not your company anymore. So, you know, the best thing for James O'Keefe is to continue what he's doing. I don't know if this is like a big psyop with Project Veritas, if they got something planned that's just going to, you know, amaze all of us, or if this is a stunt from Project Veritas, because James O'Keefe went out pretty peacefully. But I think there's more to come. I don't think James O'Keefe is done. This man's, he can't be done, James. You can't be done, man. We need you to continue to dig into the dark places and expose it and bring these people to the light. We need people like him. So I applaud James O'Keefe and everything that man has done and has stood for.
You know who he is? He's really the Julian Assange of the modern era. Only he's maybe even a little more, I don't know, Julian Assange was effective. I was going to say more effective. They're both really good. And I know James O'Keefe is worried about, not worried, but he's aware of what's happened to Julian Assange. Can you tell me why Julian Assange is in prison? What has he done wrong except expose the lies of a government?
Well, that's just it. He exposed the lies of the government. You know, I mean, the things that Julian Assange was able to expose with WikiLeaks was some of the most damning evidence ever brought to any nation, ever. I mean, you can't refute what he brought out. And there are, what, over 100 or 200 or 300,000 different pages worth of classified stuff that this guy exposed. You know, here's the thing, man. If it's of interest of national security, and if he exposed something that could defeat law enforcement tactics, intelligence community tactics, that helps keep America protected, like the way we protect our banking system and our power infrastructure through cyber warfare. If he exposed a tactic that we use that helps to protect ourselves, well, man, you got it coming to you, right? But instead, he exposed nefarious actions that the government was doing, and the government still came after. But shouldn't that show you, though, Dave, the power of these governments now? Hillary Clinton was right. The government is too big to fail. I mean, there's nothing that anyone can do at this point in time to dethrone a illegitimate president, to take over a political system that from the inside out is rotten to the core. I mean, right now with this whole Ukraine thing, Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida, I actually like that guy. He said no more aid for Ukraine. And 10 Republicans sponsored it. Andy Biggs from Arizona, Loam Boebert, Representative Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Luna, Thomas Massey, Mary Miller, Barry Moore, Ralph Norman, and Rosendale. And now it's coming out. Breaking report, rumors emerge that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will be stripping Ukraine aid from multiple spending bills, including the Omnibus Bill spending package and Stop Gap Funding Bill.
About damn time.
But hey, didn't this guy take money from Ukraine?
No, not Ukraine as much as it was China and FTX. But do you have any information on Ukraine?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it was funneled through that.
Okay, I don't know about that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, it's funneled through it. Here, let me see. I got an interesting thing to read you. Here's the problem: we're literally in a information overload now. With the amount of stuff that's out there, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing because it's hard to keep up with everything. But I've recently come across some information that I was like, huh, well, that's very interesting. Let's see. Okay, let me look for it real quick.
Okay. There's, boy. We just have a total criminal enterprise that runs our government, the Biden crime family. I even had a graphic made so I could show it on my website. It's the worst I have ever seen, and we're just putting up with it.
I found it.
Before you go there, I just want to make this point. Ladies and gentlemen, why we're not in the streets is an absolute mystery to me. When Biden goes to give, and they do a fake air raid siren, because they notified the Russians he was coming and they hadn't seen a plane in days. And then he tells them, yeah, I'm going to give you $500 million and we're going to pay for your pensions. And he goes and tells the residents of Ohio who are dying now and their lives are ruined, screw you, you're getting nothing. He declared war on America.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. He is a treasonous traitor. He has committed sedition, and it's about time we stop dancing around the fact that we have a pedophile in chief who is against America. He is China's boy. They admitted that they put him in 2020 when they won. They won. China won, by the way. All right, so here's some of the latest information I got. Billions allocated to Ukraine don't even leave the United States. It goes straight to contractors of military companies, says Robert F. Kennedy Jr., nephew of the former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Here's his quote. We gave $100 billion to Ukraine. Where does that money go? It goes to Ukraine, and it bounces back without even leaving the United States. Right to General Dynamics, right to Boeing, and to all the military contractors and equipment companies. This is a politician saying this.
Mm-hmm. Well, jeez. Kennedy is not to totally be trusted either. When we had that bill sponsored by Klobuchar that would have basically allowed for complete censorship on the internet, he voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't trust him any farther than I can throw him.
It's just interesting that we have this strange civil war almost within our politics. And I find one of the interesting things is that our politicians don't know what direction to lie or tell the truth anymore.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, they don't have the roadmap for the corruption that lies above them. You know what's interesting? People say, Dave, sum up what's going on. Okay, they're printing a boatload of money at the Bank of International Settlements, and then they have illicit operations like FTX. They drain the money off, they rig elections, and the elections they can't rig, they give illicit campaign donations to and outspend the conservatives an infinite number to one. And they try to win every key election, and as a consequence, we basically have the Bank of International Settlements, George Soros, and China running our country. China has infiltrated our military. The Joint Chiefs are compromised. I've been told that by a number of key people I talk to. And, of course, Milley's comment about I would notify my Chinese counterpart if we were ever going to attack them, that convicted him right there. And then you've got Iran with almost weapons-grade uranium, and that's courtesy of the UN Nuclear Watch Group saying this, and we're doing nothing. And then our military, so many of our supplies are over in Ukraine, we can't defend ourselves. We have rendered our military, where 20% of them are going to die because they've taken the clot shot. By the way, those are the odds now, 20% death rate if you take the third booster. That's what they're telling you right now. So, Doug, I could go on. But this country has been decimated by the Biden administration on behalf of the World Economic Forum. And let me give you one more thing while we're at this. Today, it was announced that Biden is planning to sign an agreement with the World Health Organization that in a declared emergency, declared by the president, the World Health Organization can control all policies related to health.
That's absolutely correct.
That's illegal. That's a treaty with a foreign group, and you have to have a two-thirds approval of the Senate, and Biden does not have the right to do this, and he's getting away with it.
Well, let's add to this list of growing delinquencies that we have. NATO is to be blamed for a lot of our woes right now as well. The Polish Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, called on Zelensky to temporarily transfer the territories of Western Ukraine to Poland. This is his quote. He says, "I don't think Putin would dare to attack a country that is an active member of NATO. He is anything but suicidal. The Western territories of Ukraine will be safe if they temporarily come under the protectorate of the Polish state." Now, I want to say this. You have General Petraeus and a couple other generals that are over there in the UK right now trying to drum up different ways of putting the United States and NATO on the grounds of Ukraine without declaring war. This may happen. This man didn't say this out loud and get quoted saying it. And I mean, this was only a few days ago that he said this. And then Biden takes that illicit trip, which is all kinds of weird, by the way. He takes that trip over to Poland, into Warsaw. He gives his little speech, and then he takes a train all the way into Kiev for this staged meeting, just to hand over $500 million and screw Americans over. He didn't do all this for nothing. Everything that's being done is deliberate. Biden cannot walk in a straight line. This man is not calling the shots. What you see is theater that is being drummed up, staged, orchestrated, put together, stitched over to make sure that everything is going in the right direction for us to declare war on Russia. Everything. There's nothing about Biden going over to Poland that even makes sense. He didn't even take Air Force One. He took a C-132 Hercules, a military flight. The President of the United States does not get in any type of plane besides Air Force One, Air Force Two, or Air Force Three, or Air Force Four, and there's never a contingency that lifts without him. That means whenever Air Force One or one of the others lifts off the ground, you're always going to have fighter jets that are going to be accompanying them. You're going to have Air Force Two or another contingency that's going to be up off the ground as well with other members of state and all that of his cabinet. In case he dies, they're going to be safe and protected as well. All right? And then you do not take the President of the United States into Poland and then put him on a train ride, without military coverage, and go into a war zone, all the way to the heart of the war zone, to see the man that the other country wants to capture or kill without military attachments to him. There was no air cover. I mean, even if he had Secret Service with him, like the CAT teams and all that, I know some of those dudes. All right, those are good guys. They travel around with some pretty serious gear. However, you are not going to stop an artillery shell. I don't know what all they went with, but this is ludicrous what happened. He went 10 to 6 or 6 to 10 hours on this train ride. What happens if the man, you know, got assassinated while he was over there? Well, isn't it convenient that the day or two before, you have Kamala Harris, who has looked the strongest she has ever looked in the last 2 years, which even then it's a joke because Kamala Harris herself is a joke. In Munich, Germany, she says, we're calling out Russia on the crimes against humanity for whatever reason, and we're not going to let them do it anymore, and that they will pay for it. She said it, and she was, you know, wearing her pantsuit and looking all serious, and she didn't mess up that entire speech. Not even a cackle, Dave. You can see she tried it, her smile and cackle that she does, but she kept all that reserve, that craziness, gave a very good speech, and then did not take Air Force 2, 3, or 4 home. She took a C-132 Hercules. So why are we not taking Air Force 1? You know, why are we not taking the most protected plane in the world? They said it's having maintenance issues. No. No, it doesn't. I spoke to plenty of guys in the State Department and other departments just recently about this. No, those planes do not. Those planes are constantly under maintenance. If there's any problems, it's being rooted out immediately, and the world is there to help assist the president get off the ground. You are not going to tell me that plane was unsecure or had maintenance issues. Unless it was planned, I don't believe it. Something's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. We're all getting screwed. Except the symbolic event of the recent history is Biden going to Ukraine and giving the pension money to Ukrainians and telling people in East Lebanon, go pound sand. That is the ultimate poster child event. That is a declaration of war on America. And this is what
East Palestine,
East Lebanon. Okay. I'll tell you what, Stephen Bannoun thinks that the target might have been chosen too because of the name. anyway, let me just share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. I have said this now repeatedly for 18 months. Show me one thing Biden has done to help America. Nothing. There's not one thing you can point to. Nothing. His job is to take America down. Why are we doing nothing about it? He's going to put Chinese troops on our soil. It's going to happen. And they have already announced in their last three foreign defense ministers that their goal is not cohabitation of North America, it's extermination. Why are we taking this? I don't get it.
What does it take for the American people to get these guys out of office, not violently?
Well, you can't vote. There's no vote that will ever do the job because Wuhan flu brought in change in election laws, and now the Democrats.
Well, you can't
control
sue the president.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're finding ourselves between a rock and a hard place. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You can't compete against the federal government. Unless we got all of our friendly conservative billionaire and millionaire friends to get together to sue the hell out of the government and use their money to do it and use Project Veritas to bring forth the evidence of the corruption and their affiliates, Maybe then, but will a judge see it?
No.
So, you know, if you can't have a lawsuit in the courts, then you got to bring it to the people.
Civil disobedience, the problem, Doug.
Yep, and here's the problem, though, is if you don't have full compliance of civil disobedience, like what Dr. Martin Luther King did, then you're going to have capitulation. And capitulation leads to subjugation.
This is why they do divide and conquer, whites, blacks, gays versus straights, legal versus illegal. This is, as long as they can divide and conquer, the bottom line is nothing's never going to change. And I'd say this to my anyone who's not white, my brothers and sisters who aren't white, I would just say this to you. You're buying as a country into a narrative that's leading to your own destruction. You Democrats are supporting a party that's leading to your family's destruction. If they carry out their goal to the end, which is Chinese dominant in the lower 48, there won't be anybody left alive.
I think that's one of the reasons why Dr. Jordan Peterson is one of the most hated men alive, according to the left right now. It's not really because he's this strong alpha male figure. He says it himself all the time. That's not the reason why they hate him and they go after him. It's because he is outsmarting them with class, and he is teaching young men to think for themselves. And that's the most dangerous part of all this. Once you get off of all the propaganda and the lies are exposed, the scales are lifted from your eyes, you get to see the world as it actually is, and it is abhorrent. And even, you know, Dr. Peterson said it is abhorrent what's going on. And if we don't do something about it, we will look like Nazi Germany. And then we know what happens after.
Well, I did a YouTube video. I said, why I no longer feel safe in America. And what I said was, when they had the federal agency directive, every federal agency creates protected classes of everyone with alternative sexual preferences and anyone who's not white. And so what they basically said, this applies to everybody except for white, straight males. I said, well, I'm a white, straight male, and I've now been categorized and labeled as a problem by my government. And I said, this is what they did with the Jews. And after they labeled and categorized them, then they went after them. And that's why I said, I no longer feel safe in America.
Well, the stupidest thing about all that is that all these laws are wrote by white, straight males.
Yeah, I thought that too. Yeah.
Females as well. But it has nothing to do with white, straight males. It has to do with anyone who is the supporter of biblical law.
I agree with
that. That's what they're after.
Well, that's why they arrest pastors for praying in public, and they go to their house, kick in the door, and put guns to their kids' heads. So that's right.
But you can have sex with 29 chickens and do whatever you want then, huh?
Well, in California, soon you'll be able to have sex with 14-year-old girls.
Well, in California right now, since in 2014, a guy legally married his dog.
I didn't know that.
Legally? And I thought this was hyperbole. No, the law made a special ruling, the state made a special ruling in the law that allowed him to marry his dog. America, train, prepare, and pray.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Tell people how to listen to you, Doug.
Well, for now, you can listen to me on gsradio.net. You can listen to me at YouTube, American Vindictus Show, and also Rumble. There's some other affiliates that are out there. But thecommonsenseshow.tv, that's where you're going to see the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and also thecommonsenseshow.com. We're doing the Doug and Dave Intel Report multiple times a week now. We used to do it only once or twice, and now we're having to do it multiple times a week because every 12 hours, this is our little mantra now, Dave, every 12 hours there's a new emergency. There's a new problem that's happening, and we're coming out here giving you the best of what we can give to you. So thank you, everyone, for listening to us, for your support, for your emails, for your love, for your prayers. We're doing our best for you. And Dave, hey man, it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Same here.
And that's all I got.
Same here. And on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, and myself, Dave Hodges, and on behalf of the Common Sense Show staff, thank you very much for joining us. And we will see all of you back here again next time. God bless.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.